Today's daf is Pesachim daf Samach Beis. Today's shiur again is sponsored by Jeremy Herskowitz, L'zeichu Nishmas, his grandfather, Mr. Marvin Herskowitz, Moshe Yehuda Ben Yosef, Zichrono Livracha, Neshama Shev Aliyah. We thank Jeremy very much for the sponsorship. Today we're going to discuss three things. First of all, we left off in the middle of a discussion yesterday, in the middle of a topic. The last topic of the previous daf was a Machlokas Amarayim, if you shecht the Karban Pesach, four people who have a mila, and therefore you put, that's good. You shecht the Karban Pesach for the right kind of people, but then you did the zrika for arelim. You did the zrika sadam, having in mind that the carbon should count for people who are in arel. So we had a machlok samarayim whether that's kosher or not. And yesterday we had one explanation of that machlok samarayim. So the first matter of business in today's daf is to give a second explanation of that machlok samarayim. Then the Gemara is going to revisit a brisa that we had on Amud Beis yesterday. The Brisa discusses issues relating to Tumah, and it discusses it compares the psul of Arel with the psul of Tumah, and it compares it also with a third possible psul as well. And the Gemara tries to figure out which the psul of Zman, and the Gemara tries to figure out which psulim compared to each other. The Brisa tries to figure out. So we're just going to identify what type of Tumah we are talking about in that Brisa, and then the end of the daf is a story that involves the Sefer Yuchzin, which is some sort of medrash on Divrei Hayamim, and we're going to go through the story, because at the end of that story, the story identifies four differences between the psul of Shalol Lishma versus the psul of Shalol Liochlas. That's why we bring in a whole story about Sefer Yuchzin. So first things first, we left off on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis at the bottom. Ella Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Chisav Rabba Bahai Krak Hamifli, the last line, Ella Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, what is the Machlokas Amarayim about when you do the Zrika L'Shem and Arel? So Rav Chisav Rabba Bahai Krak Hamifli, they're arguing about how to darshan the following Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us that after you do the Smicha, it says, V'nirtze lo l'chaper alav, alav v'lo al chavero. We darshan that l'chaper alav, that the kapara can only happen for the person, but not for somebody else. So Rabba Savar Chaveru Dum Yedidei. Who can you not do the kapara for? For somebody else who otherwise would have been eligible but happens to not be the owner of this karban. Mahu debar kapara, av chaveru debar kapara. Just like the person who is getting the kapara is someone who's capable of getting kapara, he's ra'ui for kapara, so too the person that we are excluding is someone who is a bar kapara, who is at least capable of having a kapara, of being able to bring this karban. La fuke hay arel de la bar kaparahu, as opposed to an arel, the arel is not even a bar kapara, he's not even included in the kapara of this karban. So that would be Rabba's shita, whereas Rav Chisa savar hay arel nami kivan de bar chiyuvahu bar kaparahu. Rav Chisa would say, no, an arel is a bar kapara. Why? Hold the by miska nafshe. After all, he could always be misakin himself. He can always give himself a bris mila, and therefore he can become a bar kapara. So that's considered that he already is a bar kapara, and therefore he is also part of the exclusion of the pasuk of a love velo al chavero. He is that chavero because he is also a bar kapara. So we have this machlokas whether you're zorek l'shem and orel that's not registered on the karban. Is he considered a bar kapara and he's pasul midin shinoi bailim? If he's a bar kapara, then you have the psul of shinoi bailim. Or is he not a bar kapara and therefore there is no psul of shinoi bailim? So the achronim say, okay, that's by an arel we have this machlokas. What would be the status though if you did a zrika l'shem, a cholo or a zakein? That's not manoi in the karban. Would you call them a bar kapara? Meaning an arel is machlokas whether he's a bar kapara. The fact that he can give himself a mila makes him bar kapara, or the fact that he doesn't have a mila makes him not a bar kapara. What about a cholo or a zakein? So Reb Chaim writes that the according to everybody, there would not be a psul of shinoi bailim by a cholo or a zakein because they can't eat a kazayis. They are certainly not a bar kapara, and they don't have the svara that he could just fix himself. An arel could just fix himself. A cholo or a zakein, halavai, they should be able to fix themselves and make themselves be able to eat a kazayis. They can't, so you don't have such a svara, and that's how the Tzlach says originally. But then the Tzlach is Chozer, And the Sach says the opposite. He says, no, maybe when it comes to a Chol and a Zaken, everyone would agree that it's possible, because a Chol and a Zaken have no Isser to eat from the Karban Pesach. So therefore, they are considered a Bar Kapar. It's just that they're physically incapable of doing it. Whereas in Arel, it's an Isser. And that's how the Stipler writes. The Stipler is Medayik this way from Rashi. So in Rashi, in Daf Samech Aleph, that explains the din of Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bezrika, he says, by a Chol and a Zaken that are Manu in the Pesach, but if you're Zarek L'Shem, or Zakin that are not Menuyim Alav, that are not registered on the Karban Pesach, it's possible Midin Shinoi Bailim. And the Stipler explains, the Chiluk is very simple, that when it comes to a Chol and a Zakin, they're considered B'nai Kapara because there's no Psul Ba'atzmusam, there's nothing fundamentally wrong with them, it's just a Metzius, that they don't have the Kalim to be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. They don't have the, he says, the Mashal Ma'adavar Dom, it's like someone who doesn't have a Behema to be Makriv. So you're going to say such a person is not a Bar Kapara, he happens to not own an animal. So such a person is not a Bar Kapara. If you do a Shinoi Bailim to such a person, it's not called a Shinoi Bailim. Of course it's called a Shinoi Bailim. He's a Bar Kapara. So these people, the Skilu, they don't have teeth to eat the carbon. So that doesn't mean it's not a Bar Kapara. But an Arel is a fundamental psul. So that would be someone who's not a Bar Kapara. So that's this machlokas, whether we say Hoil or we don't say Hoil. So says the Gemara, wait a second, there is another machlokas in Shas between Rabbi and Rav Chista about whether we say Hoil, whether we apply this concept that since something could happen, we view it as if it already happened, and the two shittos fall on the opposite sides of the issue. Umiyasle the Rav Chista Hoil. Does Rav Chista hold of Hoil? Right? What did Rav Chista say over here? That because the guy could give himself a bris mila, so he's already now considered a bar kapara, but vaha itmar ha'ofa miyomtov l'chol. If a person bakes on yomtov for a weekday, he doesn't need this food on yomtov. He's baking it just so that, because a woman's going to be working all week during the week, and she's off on yomtov, so she figures she'll bake dinners for the whole week, she'll cook dinners for the whole week on yomtov. So Rav Chista Amar Loka, Rav Chista says, get Malkus, it's a violation of an Isser of doing Malach on Yantif. Rabba Amar Eino Loka. Rabba says there's no Malkus. Why? Rabba Amar Eino Loka, Amrinon, Hoil v'imeklayle orchim chazilei hashanami chazilei. You're not going to get Malkus because you're allowed to cook on Yantif for Yom Tov. And who's to say that this isn't for Yom Tov? Yeah, she may be saying that I'm cooking dinners for the whole week, but if an army of guests shows up right now, holy Mekleli Archim, you're going to use this food, so therefore we'll applying Hawil, will say that she's really cooking for Yom Tov. V'lo lucky, and therefore she's not going to get Malkus. Rav Chista Amar Loka, lo Aminan Hawil. Rav Chista would say, no, you do get Malkus, because we don't say Hawil. What's she really cooking for? We know what she's cooking for. She's cooking for Chol. She's cooking for the rest of the week. So it's certainly a violation of the Malacha. So don't you see the two shittos are the same rabbis, it's Rav Chista and Rabba, but they come down on different sides of the issue of Hawil. So says Mar Bishlam, the Rabba ad the Rabba Lokasha, Rabba's shita doesn't bother us, the fact that he's willing to apply Hawil when it comes to the cooking, but not when it comes to the Mila, Hacha Mechusar Maisa, Hasan Dlo Mechusar Maisa. Because in order to make the person who's an Arel into a Mal, you need to do something. He needs to actually get a bris mila, whereas in order for guests to arrive, the balabas doesn't need to do anything. The guest just has to arrive. It's something that has to happen on its own. So Hoil, Rabba's willing to apply Hoil for something that you don't have to do, but he's not willing to apply Hoil for something that requires an action on your behalf. Elod Rav Chista, Rav Chista, Kasha, but it is a stira in Rav Chista. Why is Rav Chista unwilling to say Hoil by the guests on Yantif, yet very willing to say Hoil about a person who's currently an Arel, that Hoil he could become he could give himself a Mila. So Amri, ki lesle the Rav Chista Hoil lekula, lechumer isle. So Gemara answers, no, Rav Chista's shita can be explained very easily. Rav Chista rejects using Hoil as a kula, but he accepts using it as a chum. So when it comes to Yantif, to baking on Yantif, if you're going to apply Hoil, you're going to say, okay, you're not going to get Malkus, it's all good, you're fine. So he doesn't want to use it as a Kula. But to use it as a Chumra, like over here, we're saying Hoil would mean that this person is a Bar Kapara, and therefore, there's a Psul of Shalol Yochlav when you have them in mind, when you do the Karban on their behalf. So that's a Chumra. So then he's willing to apply the concept of Hoil. Now, within the Machlokas and Hilchos Yantif, if you bake or cook on Yantif. So we have this machlokas, whether we apply Hoil v'imeklei yorchum chazilei. So Rav Chista says, no, we're not going to say Hoil, you're going to get Malkus. What if guests show up and then you actually use the food for the guests? Would Rav Chisda say it's a Glei Muslim Afreya that you don't get Malkus? Because then obviously it turned out that you were cooking for Yantif. So the Meiri writes that he's only Mechayiv if guests don't come. But if guests actually show up and you actually use the food, so then it's Huvra Adavar L'Mafreya that you were cooking the whole time L'Tzorich Yantif. And he says, even though L'Chora, when you give Hasra'a to the person before doing this Malacha, it's Hasra'a Safek, because guests might come, he says, yeah, but we must be assuming Hasra'a Safek Shema Hasra'a. That when he says that you get Malkus, he must be assuming that Hasra Safek is good enough, even though it's possible that, what's Hasra Safek? I tell you not to do this, because if you do this, you're going to get Malkus. But Hasra Safek is where that might not be correct. I might do this and still not get Malkus. So this is a classic example of Hasra Safek. I might do the cooking that you just told me not to do and still not get Malkus if guests show up. Yeah, but Hasra Safek is called the good Hasra. Rav Elchanan just asked that, no, the Gemara Menachos and Daf Samach Dalet tells us a similar case. It talks about someone who shechts on Shabbos two karbanos tamid together. So he's chayiv chatos on the second karban tamid. What if the Gemara says, what if the dam of the first karban tamid spills out and gets lost, and now we need the second karban tamid? So we're going to say that it's huvra adavar l'mafreya that you shouldn't get malchus on the second one because you need it. So the Gemara says, no, we don't say any such svara. At the time that you were doing it, you didn't need it, and therefore you're going to get punished for it. So Rav Elchanan writes that had it not been for the Meiri, what he would have said was that his understanding of the Machlokas is that Rabbah holds that if you are honest to goodness baking for the sake of guests, then you're potter even if guests don't come afterwards. Like, just like if a person cooks for themselves and then decides their stomach starts to hurt, so they're not so hungry or they don't want to eat it, so they're not going to be chayiv l'mafreya just because they cooked for themselves. And that's why Rabbah holds, since it's possible that guests will come, even though you may not have thought about that, we can consider that maisa as if you're doing it for the guests. But Rav Chisda holds that everything goes basar machshava. If you had in mind that it's not l'tzorich Yantiv, even though it turns out that there is a tzorech, we're interested in what your machshava was, and your machshava was not l'tzorech yantiv, and therefore you're going to be punished. By the shechting of two karbanos tamid, Rabba would also agree that you get malchus, because it's not shchiach at all that the dam of the first one is going to get lost and be spilled on the ground, and therefore even if he would shecht it, if he would shecht it mechashas shema yishafech adam, he would be chayiv, because such a far-fetched situation, such an unusual situation. Rav Yosef Engel points out that this machlokas, Rabbi and Rav Chisda, whether we look at the maisa or we look at the machshava, is a much broader machlokas that applies in Gan's Shas between Rabbi and Rav Chisda. He says that's the nekuda of the machlokas. When it comes to by Isuri Shabbos and Isuri Yom Tov, do we look at the maisa that we did, or do we look at your machshava? Rav Chisda holds we look at your machshava. So your machshava was to cook for a weekday, you're going to get malchus. Rabbah holds, no, we look at what you did. What did you do? You cooked on Yantif, and theoretically cooking on Yantif is something that you can use on Yantif, and therefore you're not going to get malchus. Where else do we find that Rav Chisda and Rabbah argue about machshava versus maisa? He says you find such a machlokas in Meseches Moed Katan Daf Bezam and Bez. Menachesh Asavim Ra'im Mitoch HaTovim. Let's say a person is pulling out weeds from a garden. So he's removing the bad weeds in order to allow the garden to grow better, so that the garden will, the better things in the garden will grow, will have room to grow. Or he's watering these ra'im. So it's machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef. What's he chayiv for? Is he chayiv mishum choresh, or is he chayiv mishum zoreya? So Tosa says over there, what's the nekudas machlokas? So Rav Yosef goes, l'fi the machshava, and since his kavana is to cause peros to grow, so the chiyuv is mishum noteya, that he's planting. Rabba holds, no, l'shitaso, that we don't go basar machshava. We look at the maisa, and what's the pu'ula that he's doing? He's pulling things out. He's weakening the ground. He's softening the ground. Now he's softening the ground. So that's called choresh. And therefore, even though his intention may be one of zoreya or noteya, but his action speaks choresh. And so too, says Rav Yosef Engel, and Asfanda Araisa Simul Chafei, we find the same machlokas, a similar machlokas, Rabba and Rabba, Rava in Maseches Menachos Daf Samach Dalid about someone who sets out a trap, puts out a net in the ocean, and he comes and in order to catch fish, and it turns out that he catches fish and a baby. He just saved a baby's life. A baby comes up in his fishing net. What luck! He's a hero, right? So Rava says he's Potter, because even though his kavana was for an iser, it was to do the Malach of Tzeda, but at the end of the day, he was Pikuach Nefesh and he saved a life. He just did Atzalos and Fashos. So he did this great thing. So what are we looking at? The Maisa. What did he actually do? He saved a life. Whereas Rava says, no, he's going to be Chayiv. We look at the Machshava. His Machshava was to trap, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv for the trapping of those fish, because the Machshava is the Iker. Well, the only difficulty is to how this applies. If this is the Pshat in the whole Machlok Rabbi Rav Chisda, how come our Gemara compares it to being Zorik L'Shem Arel? By an Arel, there's no Machshava slash Maisa. By being Zorik L'Shem Arel, it wouldn't connect at all. Maybe what Rav Yosef Engel is saying though is that the Gemara says L'Maskana and Echinami, they don't connect. L'Maskana, they're two totally separate Machlokasim, but the Machlokas in Hilchas Yantar between Rabbi and Rav Chisda, that Machlokas is about Machshava and Maisa. The Rishonim also struggle with this last line over here. What did we say? That when does Rav Chisda say Ho'il? Only when it's a Chumra, but not when it's a Kula. So is this a Dinta Rabbanan? Ramban points out, when do we have such lines that we're only going to hold it L'Chumra, not L'Kula? That's when we have a Safik. We'll say, we'll only do it L'Kula, not L'Chumra, because we don't know how to, we only do L'Chumra, not L'Kula, because we don't know how to Paskin. Sounds like we're dealing with a real Dinta Reis over here, though. So what do you mean, that we're only going to go L'Chumra and not L'Kula? Also, how could, ask the Ramban, how could Rav Chisda say that someone who bakes on Yantav is going to be Chayv Malkus because that's a Chumra? He says, no, the Chumra should be to pater him from Malkus. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud says that Malkus is B'makom Misa. And just like we have a mitzvah v'yitzilu e'eda when it comes to Misa, the Beis Din has to look for any way to get the guy off the hook. So whenever you have Misa or Malkus, the Chumra is to be Mekel and to pater him from an Onesh. The Chumra is not to give him the Onesh. So the Rishonim struggle with what this line means. The Tosos and Tosar Rashba say that no, Midar Raisa Rav Chisda holds that we don't apply Ho'il. Einachinami, this is all Din Rabbanan. Midar Raisa, there is no Din of Ho'il. But when it could be used L'Chumra, we'll apply it L'Chumra Midrabanan. So that's one way of how you would assume that's what it sounds like from that line. But it's very difficult to say that's what it means, that he's going to apply Ho'il L'Chumra but not L'Kula means that he thinks Ho'il is purely a Din Darabanan, that it's not a Din D'Oraisa at all. So the Ramban says no. This whole under the Ramban and the Melchamos points out that the Gemara does not mean to be mechalik between Chumra and Kula. What the Gemara is being Mechalik is between two types of Ho'il. That on Yom Tov, the Ho'il is Ho'il Sha'asad Lios, that something is going to happen. That we say that since it's possible that guests will arrive in the future, we can consider this baking that you're doing right now L'Tzorach Yom Tov. But by the Arel and Pesach, that Ho'il is definitely not Shaykh. If you Zorik the Dam, L'Shem and Arel, that's not registered on the Karban, even if he then goes and gets a bris milah, he's not going to be able to use this karban. Because at the Shazrika, he was an Arel. He had a psul Arel. He was an Arel at the time. And it's a Kfar Nizrak Damo. The Dam is already Nizrak. By Kachim, there's a special din of Hawil that any time the psul is Shaykh in the karban, at a specific time, it's going to be a pasul li'olam even after the psul is not shayich anymore. An arel that's not registered on the karban, at the time that he mals himself, the machshava for him will pasul, meaning so long as he hasn't maled himself, the machshava for him will pasul the karban. So bizman that he didn't mal himself, it's going to be pasul. So the svara of ha'wil is not, that svara of ha'wil is not shayich by Isser Veheter in Kalataru Kula. So says the Ramban, that's what the Gemara is saying. L'chumra Islay Ho'il, by the Ho'il that's specific for Kachim, that were machmir to pasul any situation, that Ho'il Rav Chisda holds of. But L'kula, meaning on Yantif, where we come to be Mekel and to say that maybe guests will come, that's where Rav Chisda does not hold of Ho'il. Not because it's a Kula, but it's just that we're not matir at all because of such a Ho'il of Shema Asulah. That the type of Ho'il that's under discussion Kashrin, Hilchos Yantiv, he doesn't hold of that Hoil. He only holds of the Kachim type of Hoil. That's how the Ramban understands the Gemara. It's interesting though, the Gemara assumes that Bar Kapara, that a person could just give himself a Mila, and if he were to give himself a Mila, then he would become a Bar Kapara. B'kivegar as a Suffolk. Let's say a person gets a Mila Shalob Bizmana, gives himself a Mila Shalob Bizmana on Shabbos. Is he called a Mahul or not? Mila Shalob Bizmana is not Doche Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, you only do Mila Bizmana on Shabbos. So let's say a guy does it. He does a Mila Shalob Bizmana on Shabbos. Do we still call him an Arel, or is he called a Mahul? So he suggests, B'kivegar suggests, that this issue probably relates to e avid mahani e avid lo mahani. The sugya it's murid avdalid, that if the Torah says you're not allowed to do something and then you do it, does it work? Does it accomplish a chalos when you do something that you're not supposed to do? So he says if you hold e avid lo mahani, so you're going to have to be matif dam bris, like someone who's mal shalok halacha, where you need to do atavas dam bris. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And then Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a raya from our sugya that he has a din of a mahul, that it does work. Because the Gemara says in our sugya that according to Rav Chista, an orel is called a bar kapara, l'chora, even on Erev Pesach, that's chal on Shabbos. And he is able to eat the carbon Pesach because he's called a bar kapara. Why is he called a bar kapara? Because if he wants, he has the ability to be mesakin himself. If it's Erev Pesach, chal the Shabbos, does he have the ability to be mesakin himself? It's usher for him to be mesakin himself. He's not allowed to give himself a mila. It's clearly mila shalob zman. We're not talking about an 8-day-old baby over here. We're talking about someone who was an arel. So it would be usher for him to be mesakin himself. But still, he's called a bar kapara because he has the ability to be mesakin himself. Apparently, even if you give yourself a mila on Shabbos, shalob zman, it's still would take away the status of an arel. He would still be considered a mahul. But he says that it could be that Rav Chista is only going within the sheet of Abaye of Yavid Mahani. But maybe if you hold Yavid Lo Mahani, then like Rava, which we hold that Yavid Lo Mahani, then maybe there's still room for this suffix. So he says not necessarily the clearest raya from our Gemara. There's also the discussion when it comes to Mila, with Minchas Yitzchak as a tshuva about someone who's Mesuach of Machmas Mila, someone whose brothers died as a result of Mila, and he wants to be Machmer himself. He wants to give himself a Mila anyway. So the Shaila is if he is machmer on himself, does that count as a mila? Is he allowed? Well, the shaila really was: is he allowed to be machmer on himself? Normally, harig val yavar only applies to three surim in the Torah. So, is a person allowed to be machmer, take his life into his own hands? So, the Minchas Yitzchak says: first of all, this case never happens anymore. You don't have a mesuach machmas mila that can't get a mila anymore, because usually we figure out what the problem was with the brothers, and we'll make sure that the problem doesn't exist, and we'll wait till he gets the proper medication or whatever. And then we'll give the guy the bris mila. It's really in Shulchan Aruch like that. Shulchan Aruch says that if mesuach machmas mila, don't give the third brother the mila bizman. Wait till he gets a little stronger and a little older. It must be something genetic at a young age that they're not ready for it. But you wait till they get a little stronger. There's enough in a Gemara like that in Shabbos. The Gemara says that there was a woman who had children that were mesuach machmas mila, and she wanted to give the next child the mila. She didn't know what to do. She went to the rabbi, and the rabbi said, wait till he gets stronger. And then they waited till he got there. Wait till you see. He looked at the complexion of the baby, and he realized the baby was jaundiced or whatever. Wait till the baby gets stronger. They waited, and the baby got stronger, and they were able to give the mila, and everything worked out great, and she named the baby after the rabbi. So wonderful, it all worked out. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. So he says, first of all, it never really happens anymore. But he says, this suffolk is really a suffolk in the Chassam in the Nosei Kelim in Yoredeya. It's really Machlokas Rishonim. When you have something that's Yavar Val Yehoreg, is it permissible to be Machmi? We're just discussing this in Tuesday Night Show last night. So it's Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam holds it suicide to be Machmir. Tosfos Avodah Zarah says, no, it's mutter to be Machmir. You want to be a tzaddik, you can go ahead and be a tzaddik. So the Minchas Yitzchak says that way. He's machria that he's machria lahalacha, that it's tully in that issue, and therefore if you hold that it's aser, this guy is going to be considered, is not allowed to do this. What about our Gemara? So he says if you hold that it's aser, you have to say that when we say ibayim, meaning what do I mean, what about our Gemara? What does an arel mean in our Gemara? An arel, Rashi said, means someone who's mesuach and machmas mila. And we said, ibayim iska nafshe. Our Gemara says, if he wants, he has the ability to fix himself. He has the ability to fix himself. I thought he's not allowed to fix himself. So he says, the Lechara, that how you read our Gemara is going to be totally on that issue. If you hold that you're allowed to be Machmir like Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, so he has the ability to fix himself. If you hold like Rambam that it's suicide to get a Mila, so then you don't say that it means he has the ability to fix himself. In the, you can't say that Aurel means someone who's made so off of Machmir Mila. You got to say like the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that Aurel means someone who's just afraid of Mila, doesn't want the pain of Mila, or something like that. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Says Gemara, Amar Leib Mar Sutra Breidra of Mari Leravina. Katani, we learned in a Braisi yesterday, it said as follows. Ha'ol va'arla pasalas v'tumma pasalas. Since both Arla and Tumma are a psal, so ma Tumma lo aso b'mixas Tumma k'kal Tumma, af Arla lo aso b'mixas Arla k'kal Arla. Just like by Tumma, if there's a partial Tumma problem, we don't treat that the same as an entire Tumma problem, as something that's entirely Tameh. So too by Arla, we don't treat partial Arla, meaning that some of the people being Arelim, like everybody is an Arel. So hai Tumma echidami, what kind of Tumma are we talking about? Ilei mebetumas gav, if the Brice is talking about where the people are Tamei, umay loss of a mixas tuma kakal tuma, and what does loss of a mixas tuma kakal tuma mean? Di ikarba v'chamisha gavri tamein, rabba v'chamisha gavri tahorin, lo pasu tamein le tahorin. The Brice is telling us that if some of the people connected with the carbon are Tamei, and some of the people connected with the carbon are Tahar, so then it's not going to be ruined for the Tahar people. So gavir olanami, halo pasli, ditnan lemulin la'arelim kosher. So, and the Brice is telling me, and the same is true by an Arel, that if some of the people on this carbon are Arelim and some of them are Ksherim, that is perfectly fine. Maybe that's what the Brice is saying. Says, no. Why do I need to bring a Raya from Tuma that a partial problem is okay? So you see, by Arla also, a partial problem would be okay. Why is it more obvious that when some are Tame, it's okay, than it is that when some are Arelim, it's okay? They're the same halacha. So how can you bring a Raya from one to the other? They should both be obvious. Ella, so it must be we're talking about a different kind of tumma. But tumma's basar. We're not talking about that some of the people associated with the carbon are tamei. We're talking about some of the carbon is tamei. Some of the meat of the carbon is tamei. Umay loss of a mitzas tumma kakal tumma. What does it mean that we don't treat it as if the whole thing is tamei? Di ilu itmi chad me'evarim, haide itmi sarfin and lay, vi'ida chachlin and lay. If one of the evarim of the carbon becomes tamei, that aver gets burnt and the rest of it gets eaten. What type of carbon are we talking about over here? Carbon Pesach. How do you roast the carbon Pesach? It's got to be whole. You're not allowed to cut it up into pieces. How do you have it michad me'evereha, that one aver of the carbon is going to become tamei? It's one piece. So as soon as tumah touches part of it, lechara, the whole thing becomes tamei. So the Meiri points out that there is one part of the carbon Pesach that's cut off from the rest of it, and that's the b'nei me'ayim. They rip out the inside, they rip out the kishkas of the carbon, and they roast it on the spit over the head of the carbon. That's why it's called a gedim makulas, because it looks like it's wearing a helmet with all the kishkas on the spit above the rest of the animal. So it must be chad me'evereha means that the kishkas are tamei. That's a little bit difficult to take, though. That's what chad me'evereha means? Does that count as an aver? That's what it doesn't. The pashtus of the phrase chad me'evereha doesn't sound like it's something about the kishkas. So the Rugachover in Tzafnas Paneach says that no, the dinim of chibur for tuma are different than the dinim of than the psul of mechutach by a karban. By a karban pesach, you can't have a piece cut off. Cut off means entirely severed. What's called chibur for tuma? Let's say it's hanging on by a strand. It's hanging on by a piece of skin. So legabe hilchos tuma, that's not called mechubar. If you're metame one part, the part that's connected by a skin, by a little strand, is not considered connected anymore. But it would still be kosher as a karban as a single unit, because as long as they're somewhat connected, that would be kosher as a karban. He brings a riot to that idea, but that's the basic idea that the Rugachover says. So now, the Gemara just said, what does it mean, miksas tum in this brisa? It means part of the karban, part of the meat of the karban is tameh, and part is tahar. Good. So the Gemara is going to ask two questions on that pshat, and each question is going to get two answers. So kasha number one, the Gemara says, b'mayu kimta, b'tumas basar. We said that this Braisa is talking about where part of the meat is tameh. Eima seifa, danin davar sheinu noeg b'kol hazvachim, midavar sheinu noeg b'kol hazvachim, val yuchiach zman shenoeg b'kol hazvachim. The Braisa went on to say that we learn the dinim of arel from the dinim of tuma, because both of those things are not nogea to all karbanos, as opposed to a psul of zman, which is nogea to all karbanos. Umay tuma, what kind of tuma are we saying is not nogea to, is not knowing by all karbanos. Inim atumas basar amayinu nog b'kolos vachim. When the meat becomes tamei, that it's a problem. That's true of all karbanos. What are you talking about? That it's not knowing by all karbanos. El pshita b'tumas gavri. So that line has to be talking about where there's a tuma in the bailim, in the owner of the karban. Umayinu nog b'kolos vachim. What do we mean when we say that that's not knowing by all karbanos? Dil b'kolos vachim aral v'tamei mishalchim karbanos sehen. Vil b'pesach aral v'tamei ein mishalchim karbanos sehen. Because there's a fundamental difference that when it comes to other karbanos, an aral and a tameh are allowed to be the bailim of a karban. They just can't go into the azara, but they're allowed to be a bailim of the karban. They're allowed to send a karban. It's just by a karban pesach, an aral and a tameh are not allowed to even be the bailim of a karban, even if they're nowhere near the azara. So that line about tuma later on in the brisa has to be about tuma of the owner. So the question the Gemara asks: Reisha betumas basar, v'seifa betumas gavri. When we talk about miksas tuma, we said it's talking about the tuma of the animal. And then the very next line, we're talking about tuma, and now we switch to the tuma of the person? So Gemara has two answers. Amalei in, shem tuma kaparach. Yeah, we're trying to say the general issue of tuma, and we could switch in the middle from tuma of the meat to the tuma of the owner. V'ibay seima, second possible answer, seifa nami betumas basar. No, maybe even in the seifa, when we talk about something that's not noheg by all karbanos, it's talking about the tuma of the karban itself. Umay enu noheg b'kolos vachem. What do we mean when we say it's not knowing by all karbanos? Dilu b'kolos vachem bein shenitma chelev v'basar kayim bein shenitma basar v'chelev kayim zorik es adam. By all other karbanos, if either the chelev or the basar is not tameh, you could still do the zrika. As long as there's some chelek that's not either the chelev or the basar is not tameh. Dilu b'pesach, but by the karban pesach we don't care about the chelev. Nitma chelev v'basar kayim zorik es adam. If the meat's not tameh, you do the zrika. Nitma basar v'chelev kayim eino zorik es adam. If the meat is tameh, you don't do the zrika. Why is the karban pesach so much more focused on the meat and we ignore the chelev? Because the chelev doesn't get eaten, and by karban pesach the whole thing is all about achila. So there's much more emphasis on achila when it comes to the karban pesach. So really, the whole thing is talking about the tuma of the basar. Now we had mentioned over here that the difference in tuma of bailim between karban pesach and every other karban is that by every other karban the bailim are allowed to be tameh and they'll be mishalchim karban osayin. They're allowed to send their karban even when they're tameh. So Tosfos over here raises the kasha. He says, how are they able to send their karban when they're tameh? Karbanos generally often requires smicha by the bailim. The bailim needs to do a smicha on the karban. Someone who's tameh can't go into the azara to do smicha. So it also says, and don't tell me that, okay, they'll do the smicha outside of the azara, then they'll send the karban into the azara, and they'll be makrovit there. Because the Gemara in Zvachim says that you need take up the smicha shchita. The shchita needs to be right away, right after the smicha. So you can't have smicha, then transfer it to a new location, and then shchita. It's got to be right there on the spot. You also can't say that the Gemara over here is assuming that bia b'miksas is lo shma bia, that if you only partially come into the azara, that's not called coming into the azara, so maybe you could stick your hands into the azara and do the smicha, because that's not the way smicha is done. Smicha is not just done by resting your hands. You have to put rosh v'rubo, you have to put all your weight on the animal. So you can't be done al yedei bia b'miksas. You have to definitely put rosh v'rubo in the azara. So the Ri, Bala Tosos over here, explains that the din in our sugya of Arul V'tame, sending their karban, it must be talking about those karbanos that don't require smicha, just like the Gemara in Gittin says that someone sends carbon chatas from Medina Siyam, we bring it becheska shukayim. We're talking about what about smicha? So the Gemara says we're talking about a chatas ha'of that doesn't require smicha. There's no smicha on an oaf. It would kill the bird right there if you tried to smicha. So there's no smicha on an oaf or a carbon chatas of a woman. A woman is pater from smicha. So that's what you say. The same thing over here. It must be talking about such a carbon that doesn't require smicha. Tosfos in Maseches Gittin, however, rejects that teretz. He says, doesn't sound that way from our Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bikol asvachim arel v'tamei mishalchin karban osayin." That means only an oaf, only when an isha is the bailim. It says, "Bikol asvachim an arel." Arel is not an isha, an arel v'tamei mishalchim karban osayin. So by the arel, it's only by an oaf. Very, very difficult to say that it's limited only to that case. So Tosfos in Gittin says different. He says that we're not makriv v'chatas Well, according to the Gemara in Gittin, we're not makar b'chatos for someone who's been medina sayam is because he can come himself and do the smicha. So it's also to be mevatel the mitzvah of smicha. So, and that's true by stam arel, he can go ahead and give himself a milu or a tame, can go and be tovel. So we're not going to be makriv on his behalf and let him come do it himself. But by an arel that's mesulach machmas mila, which is our kind of arel that we're talking about, where he doesn't have the ability to fix it, a tame that's a zav or a mitzora, where it's not up to him when his saras ends, when his ziva ends, he has no ability to cure himself of the tumma. They don't have a mitzvah smicha at all. Tanus Rachmanu Patrik, there is no din of smicha for them. So that's why we could do it even without smicha. There's no requirement of smicha in the first place. L'chora, this is totally in a chakira that the Achronim have. The din of smicha, what is the din of smicha? Is the din of smicha a chavos hagavra? It's like, I have a mitzvah to take lulav, I have a mitzvah to put on tefillin, I have a mitzvah to do smicha my karban? Or is it a din in the karban? That the karban is only kosher. Part of the chiyuvim of the karban is that it requires smicha al yedei bailin. But it's not a din in the mitzvah sabaylim, it's a din in the karban. So if you hold that it's a din in the mitzvah sabaylim, well, you can say, anas rachman apatre, there's not going to be such a mitzvah for a baylim who's unable to do it. But if it's a din in the karban, yeah, anas rachman apatre, maybe legabe yechov asagavra of the baylim, but if that's part of what the karban needs in order to be a kosher karban, then it's not going to help. So the two deus and tosvos, tosir and tosim sagas gittin, may relate to that issue. Anyway, so that was one kasha on the idea that the type of tumma we're talking about is tumma of the basar. Second kasha, the Gemara says, b'mayu kimta, the tumas basar, ema seifa, but the Braisa goes on to say, donen davar shlohutar michlolo, midavar shlohutar michlolo, val tuchiach tumas shariutar michlolo, that we can compare the psul of aral and the psul of zman, because those psulim never have an exception, but tumma is a psul that has an exception. Sometimes we're going to allow tumma. So b'may, what kind of tumma do we sometimes allow? Ilema b'tumas basar, hei chahutra. If you're talking about the tumma of the carbon itself, we never allow that. That's never hutar michlolo. El pshita b'tumas gavri. So when we say that tumma is hutar michlolo, we have to be talking about the tumma of the bailum of the carbon. Vehei chahutra michlola, b'tzibur. When do we allow tumma of the bailum of the carbon? When it's b'tzibur. Tumma is hutra b'tzibur. So reisha b'tumas basar, v'seifa b'tumas gavri. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. We said that the first line of the Braisa was talking about when it spoke about tumma, so the meat becomes tame. Now this line is talking about where the owners are tame. So again, two answers. Number one, in shem tumma kaparich. Yeah, we switch from one type of tumma to the other because we're just talking about the general concept of tumma. V'iba yisema, second answer, kula b'tumas basar. Everything is about tumas basar. And really, when we say that tumma has an exception, there's a heter for the tumma, there's a case of heter for tumma, it's also by tumas basar. Where? V'hecha hutro b'tumas pesach. Now, sometimes, even if the basar is tame, it's going to be okay when it's a carbon pesach. Ditnan pesach haba b'tumma, nechal b'tumma, shaloba mitchlas, ha'ala l'achila. When a carbon pesach is brought b'tumma, it could even be eaten b'tumma, which means it could even be eaten when the meat is tame. You're allowed to, you could be metame the meat by eating it. So that's that when it's brought b'tumma, all bets are off. Everything is mutter. So that's the case. What if you have a carbon pesach that's too old? It aged out. It was born before Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the previous year, and it was designated as carbon pesach last year, but now it's too old to be brought as a carbon pesach. And now this year on Erev Pesach, you bring it l'shem carbon pesach. Well, let's say you shech the carbon shlamim, something that was not designated as carbon pesach, carbon shlamim on Erev Pesach l'shem pesach. So Rabbi Lazar posted Rabbi Shua Machshir, Machlokas Tanayim, Taima Bizmano, Hashalob Bizmano Kasher. Sounds like the only reason it's going to be possible, according to Rabbi Lazar, is because you're doing this on Erev Pesach. But if you were to do this on any other day of the year, it would be kosher. Vamai, name a hol bizmano posel, shalob bizmano nami posel. Why don't we say hoil? We should say that hoil, that's why we're bringing this up now. Why don't we say hoil? If you apply the concept of hoil, we should say that since bizmano would be posel, shalob bizmano would also be posel. Samra papa, shiny hasam, damar krava, martim zevach pesachu. Hu bahavyaso, lohu lusham acherim, lo acherim lushmo. Carbon Pesach only works when it is when it's intact in its original state. So it cannot be brought l'shem something else, and other things cannot be brought l'shmo. Bizmano shu pasul l'shem acherim, acherim psul l'shmo. only when it's bizmana, when it's Erev Pesach, that's when you can't bring it l'shem a Karban Shlamim. But otherwise, a Karban Pesach, when it's shalom bizmano, can be brought as a Karban Shlamim. So when you have the problem that you're not allowed to bring a Karban Pesach for another Karban, that's when you're not allowed to bring another Karban l'shem Karban Pesach. But shalom bizmano, when it's not Erev Pesach, shahu kashal l'shum acherim, where a Karban Pesach can be brought as a Karban Shlamim, then acherim, k'sherim l'shmo, a Karban Shlamim could be brought as a Karban Pesach also, shalom bizmano. Period. Now the Gemara concludes with a story. Rabbi Simlai also came to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Simlai came to visit Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei nisni li mar sefer yuchsin. So he requested of Rabbi Yochanan, can you please teach me sefer yuchsin? What in the world is sefer yuchsin? So Rashi says it's brisos that are taught about the sefer divrei ayamim. Divrei ayamim, the yichus of Klal Yisrael. So it's brisos about divrei ayamim. Marsha says, why would you say that pshat, that's what sefer yuchsin means? Doesn't sefer yuchsin sound like it just means something about the very various families of Klal Yisrael and their Yichus and who's Kohanim and who's Mamzerim and who comes from where? Why does Rashi not want to say like that? So he says, the reason he doesn't want to say like that is because the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that the Gemara in Kiddushin Ayin Aleph, the Chacham would only teach the Talmidim which families are Miuchasos and which are not once every 7 years. And we're going to see in this Sugya that somebody learned Sefer Yuchsin for a series of years in a row. So it didn't sound like it was talking about the same Sefer Yuchsin. It must be a different Sefer Yuchsin. Also at the very end of the Gemara, it's very clear that we're talking about something that relates to Divrei Hayamim. So that's why Rashi says it's got to be some Sefer about Divrei Hayamim. So anyway, so Amalei Mehechanad says, okay, you want me to teach you Sefer Yuchsin? Where are you from? Amalei Milud. I come from Lud. Vehechan Mosavach, and where do you live? Ben Harda. He says, I live in Harda. He goes, oh, I can't teach you Sefer Yuchsin. Amalei Eini Donin, Lolu Ludin, Vlolin Harda. There are only two rules about Sefer Yuchsin. You can't teach it to people from Lud, can't teach it to people from Harda. Vekolshkin Da'at Milud, Mosavach Ben Harda. You're from Lud and you live in Harda. That's the worst. I can't possibly teach you Sefer Yuchsin. What in the world is going on over here? Is that true? Did he make up the rules on the spot? How come he didn't say that before the guy told him where he was from, right? So this is the Yerushalmi has that Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Simlai that he has a Mesorah, that you're not allowed to learn Agada to a Bavli or to a Dromi, because those people have certain character traits that they're Gasei Aruach and they're Meute Torah. Rabbi Simlai was from Bavel, which is he came from Narda, and he was also from the south. He was from Lud, so that's what it was. There was certain midos that people from those locations have that they couldn't learn it. That's how the Yerushalmi understands. Rashi says that he was just trying to be doche him. He was trying to push him away. He didn't want to teach him Sefer Yuchsin. And then he says another possibility that Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to teach Rabbi Simlai Sefer Yuchsin because people of Lud and people of Narda don't have good yichus. So he knew the chances are that he's going to reveal something to him that the ignorance is bliss. He's better off not knowing, so he didn't want to teach him Sefer Yuchsin. So anyway, Kafi Va'arti, but he convinced him, he pushed him until he finally agreed to teach him Sefer Yuchsin. Amalei Nisniya Begimel Yarchi. So he says, okay, I have 3 months I carved out that I want to learn Sefer Yuchsin in. Shakal Kalapatakbe. So he picked up a piece of dirt and he threw it at him. Amalei, he says, what, 3 months? Are you kidding me? Uma Bruria, Debitid Rameir, Bruria, a mayor's wife, Bartid Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, so she was pretty smart. Detanya Tchlas Meir Shemaitz and Biyoma Megimel Meir Rabasa. She would learn 300 halachos every day from 300 different rabbis. Is that a milo or not? I think one of the Acharonim says that she had to go to 300 different rabbis because no one wanted to teach a woman Torah. So she would say, just teach me halacha, teach me halacha, and she would go around and collect from everybody, and she would learn this massive amount of material from all sorts of different people. And she spent 3 years on Sefer Yuchsin, she couldn't chop it. You think you're going to chop it in three months? Are you kidding me? Vatam plus a yarchi. So kishakle va'azil. So he knew that he wasn't getting Sefer Yuchsin. But once he was there, he said, okay, might as well ask a question in learning. Amalei Rebbe, ma bein l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo liyochlov v'shalol liyochlov. What are the differences? What's the difference between having kavanu l'shmo and shalol l'shmo in a carbon where we say that that's possible versus liyochlov v'shalol liyochlov, having in mind both for people who can eat it and can't eat it, and that's kosher. So he says, oh, what's the difference? That I could tell you. We could talk in halacha all day long. So he gave him 4 differences. Since you're a great rabbi, let me tell you who I just threw a piece of dirt at and told you. So I'll tell you 4 differences. First of all, l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo psula begufo. L'yochla v'shalo l'yochla v'im psula begufo. L'shmo v'shalo l'shmo is a fundamental psul in the guf of the carbon. L'yochla v'shalo l'yochla is external to the carbon. Second, l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo yev shalavar risuro. L'shmo v'shalo l'shmo, there's no part of the carbon you could point to and say, that's the part that was ruined by the Shalol Lishmo. Liochlev is Shalol Liochlev, Efshal Levari Sura. But when it comes to Liochlev is Shalol Liochlev, once you divide up a portion for everybody, so it's very easy to be Mevar, which part is Shalol Liochlev. The third difference, Lishmo is Shalol Lishmo, Yesham Bedal Ravodos. The Psul of Shalol Lishmo applies by all four Avodos. Liochlev is Shalol Liochlev, Eno Barba Avodos. But Liochlev is Shalol Liochlev is not a Psul that's by all Dalar Avodos. Machshavas Elchlin only matters by Zrika. So it's not no get to all Dalar Avodos. Lishmo is Shalol Lishmo, Yeshno Betzibur Kibi Yachid. The fourth difference, Lishmo and Shalol Lishmo are Psulim by a carbon Tzibur the same way they are by a Yachid. Liochlev is Shalol Liochlev, Eno Betzibur. Liochlev v'shalol liochlev does not apply to a carbon tzibur. Ravashi Amaris, Ravashi says it's nice that he gave him a list of four things, but two of them are the same. Psula begufa v'yev shalvar yisuru chadamilsihi. The first two are the same. Why is it that you can't be mevarer the dematam amar psula begufa? What's the reason that it's considered an inherent psul and not an external psul? Mishum diyev shalvar yisuru. Because you can't take part of it and show that this part is a problematic one, so it must be something inherent in the entire carbon. Once we mentioned Sefer Yuchsin, we mentioned that from the day that Sefer Yuchsin was hidden away, the Chacham lost their kalach and their eyes were dimmed. That between the phrase Atzel and the two words Atzel, which are very close to each other in Sefer Divrei Hayamim, that's how we know that this relates to Divrei Hayamim, that there are 400 camel loads of drushas. A camel could carry a lot. 400 camel loads of drush is just on a teeny little portion of Divrei Hayamim. We mentioned the Bruria, that she learned a lot of Torah, so this caused a great challenge to the Chacham, to Rishonim and Achronim, to figure out how Bruria was allowed to do this. The Gemara Masech HaSota says, Mishnah says, anyone who's Malamid is Bita Torah is Ki Ilu Malamda Tifla. So there's a beautiful passage in the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima in Devarim Perikirav, Torah Tamima has he quotes from a Sefer that he says he's not even sure who the author is, that it's Kalam Melamed is Bito Torah, someone who teaches his daughter Torah. But if she is self-motivated, like Bruria, going around to all these different Chachamim and learning from all these different people, so then the Chacham should be mechazik her, and they should encourage her, and that she should learn Torah. So that's one possible way to explain Bruria. There's Ma'aril about Bruria also, but okay, we'll leave that for now.